Remember, hold on. It is on. It's on. It's on. It's Space Cadet is on at 4 o'clock, and that is tomorrow, Wednesday. And by the way, I'll just plug the station a little bit. So we have this crazy lineup on Wednesday that's amazing. Space Cadet comes on. First of all, if you're a jazz fan, 11 a.m., make sure you listen to Voyage. That's an incredible show. Like, I mean, that, you know, the I can't remember. Who is it? Oh, I can't remember the host's name, but he's incredible. He's such a good radio host. But anyway, and then, you know, we go down to Space Cadet at 4, Amateur Hour at 5, the Twang Trust comes on. And then for all you experimental music fans, the Sane Radio Hour is incredible. And that's hosted most weeks by Chris Mama Bauer of the Vagiants, you know, fame, American Flame Whip, all those bands. I mean, come on. I mean, we got Gil, you know, you know, from Real Love, the founder, basically, of Real Love. We got Stu Reed doing Twang Trust. We got Amateur Hour with Kent Davies, who's been doing that show, I think, for over 17 freaking years. And then we have Chris Mama Bauer, the new host, or newish host, I should say, of the Sane Radio Hour. Folks, come on. That's must-listen-to radio, and I'm not joking. It's sick. You know, just settle in. It's freezing cold out now. You know, get home from work. You know, listen to it in your car, like, tune us in, and then run inside, you know, while you're cooking dinner for the night. Keep it on CKW. There's so many great shows. So many. I'm just talking about freaking Wednesday, man. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. All right. Listen, let's get to part four, speaking of which, because we're past 1 o'clock now. It's 1:01 in the a.m. on December the 3rd, 2025. The year is rapidly coming to an end, but listen, not before Show Pony play two shows. Friday night, this Friday night at Side Stage, and then the very next night, Saturday night, and they're going to go do a big show at the wonderful Park Theater. The Uniter's number one venue, local venue here in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. So don't miss it. Get your tickets, and you can go to the Park Theater's website right now if you like and grab your tickets. And I recommend you do. And then if you see some dude walking around with a big warm toque on, and a CKW nice warm hoodie, that'll be me, and you should come and say hi and say, like, hey man, CKW, and then give me like the sign of the devil or something. Yeah, and then I'll just give you the sign of the devil back, and we'll just go on and listen to the show. Yeah. All right, here we go, part four, Show Pony. Yes indeed. Next night, let's get to that, because that's a biggie, right? Second single drops, I think, a few days, though, before that, right?
Yes.
Like, it goes public a few days before. We're going to play it on the show right away. Don't worry. And so let's promote that show a little bit at the Park Theater.
And then December 6th, we're at the Park Theater. It's Saturday, December 6th, and it's going to be us. Uncanny Valley is going to be playing again, but they're going to be playing their own stuff, which is really, really good. It's kind of like gothy, post-punky stuff. And then we're going to have Locals Bland, who just had their first show a little while ago and released, I think it was a single, and they're awesome. So it's going to be a really great night of music.
Amazing. Now I gotta ask about the future now. So 2026 is, what are we, a month away from the end of 2025? What happened? I don't know. But 2026, so we got two singles coming out. We got one out already, one coming out this week. And then the EP in its entirety drops in early 2026, from what I understand. Is there plans for the full EP drop as well, or what's happening?
That's yet to come. We're still workshopping that, but we do have another single coming out in 2026, early 2026 before. So we're doing three singles and then an EP. I think this third single might be my favorite out of the three, but I like them all.
But still be excited for the second one.
The second one?
Yeah, yeah. But the second one's amazing, too. Yeah.
That's my favorite, the second one.
Yeah, for sure. All right, what was I going to ask you again? Oh, yeah. So for 2026, more touring, maybe out east, possibly, maybe, who knows?
Yeah, we would love to. I think the plan is play more and play lots. So I think we would love to apply for festivals, and we've always kind of wanted to go to like Germany or the UK. So yeah, we're kind of like currently figuring that out and applying for things and yeah, making it happen.
All right, just a couple more. Merch at the, I guess at both shows. Are you going to be selling Show Pony merch at both shows for us nerds?
Oh, yes. We got these wonderful new horse shirts that my wife has painted. They're not for horses, they're for people, but they have a horse on them.
Yeah,
it's a little big. No, my wife is a wonderful painter, and she hand painted the album cover or the single cover for Lightning, and we printed them on these shirts. I sometimes have a problem with band shirts where the shirt quality's not great and it's a little stiff and it looks just a little too intense. And when I first saw this, I was like, that needs to be on the side of an Astro van, airbrushed on the side of an Astro van, or on a shirt that you'd find at a thrift store. And so we got them printed on these nice vintage pre-worn t-shirts so that they look faded in already. They're real nice.
That's good thinking. I never would have thought of that for merch, like the pre-worn stuff. That's pretty awesome, actually. I got to ask this. This is more for me, but hopefully you at home are interested too. So the EP drops. Can we buy it like a physical thing that we can hold in our hand, or is it digital only?
We're definitely going to want vinyl. We're vinyl people, so that is definitely the plan. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's wrap it up. Anything else? Is there something that I forgot to ask you that you want to tell everybody out there? Can anyone think of anything? Or did we cover it all?
That's
good.
Awesome.
Come to the shows.
It's going to be great for sure. Oh yeah. Let's do, just before we go, do the details like cost and times and all that stuff. Do you guys remember? I think it's 25, right? 25 in advance.
Retail, yeah.
Yeah. And then I can't remember the doors, but I think the doors are probably 8 or something like that. And then,
eight for the Park Theater show at 9.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Oh yeah.
Both doors are at 8 and shows at 9.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So 8 o'clock, get there, have a beverage before. 9 o'clock, the band start. And, and get there early so you can buy merch too, right? So you can get to the merch stand. Listen, thank you so much. I know everyone's busy, so it's hard to, like, take time out. And I know you guys have been all around the media. I've seen you every time I turn on the internet. There you are. I'm like, there's Show Pony again. You know, you guys are in my algorithm now. That's for sure. Yeah, for sure. But thanks so much for doing this. Appreciate it so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Yay.
Down.
KCKUW 95.9 FM. Yes, Night Danger Radio. We're still here at 1:11 in the AM. I'm glad you're still here, too. That's amazing. But you know what? That kind of sort of concludes our show pony part of the show, although stay tuned because they did give me an entire set of awesome music that we're going to play. Not this next set. We're going to do some more local yokels just to kind of... It's almost like a bragging set coming up. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to brag about how good we have it in Winnipeg with all these incredible bands, which, of course, includes Show Pony. Unbelievable. That single that we just heard, that thing just dropped today. So I don't know how many radio stations are playing this, but I'd like to think that that maybe we're one of the first. We'll be one of the first for sure. I'm sure of that. And that new single is called "Makes No Difference," and yeah, amazing song too. And then of course the band's like, I can't wait for the third single, which of course that makes me like, oh damn, I can't wait for the third single. So anyways, it's going to be great. I mean, they're batting 1,000 right now for songs. I don't know how many songs will be on the EP. I'm going to say 6, and we've heard 2 of them, and I mean they're batting them out of the park right now. So I mean, they're already 2 for 2. So let's see what happens when the third single drops, and then we'll all be able to get. It sounds like we'll be able to get a vinyl copy of the EP, and that's great news for me. I like owning. You know what I mean? I think it means a little bit more than just having it in my digital collection and whatnot. So I'm excited to spend more of my money that should be going into an RRSP. Instead, it's going into the rock and roll world, which deserves it for sure. So listen, you know, that kind of reminds me, okay, before I go to promote the two Show Pony shows coming up this weekend, before I forget, because, you know, I am the absent-minded professor here on CKOW. So listen, I got a social media post from the West End Cultural Center, and they're going through a little bit of a time, you know, with the money. It's always money. I hate money. I hate it. Whoever invented money is I think it was the Templars, actually. No, I'm just kidding. But anywho, they're going through some tough times, and they need to raise 50 grand by December the 31st to keep the lights on, is what they're saying. And the West End Cultural Center is up there with the Park Theater and Side Stage and Times Changed. The Handsome Daughter I can throw in there as well. Public Domain is amazing. We're so lucky to have so many awesome venues. But we need to help out the West End. So, I mean, get to their website and, check it out. And there's a donate now button on their website. And I know I'm going to do it. I talked to Keely, who works at the West End, at our board meeting the other day. And she was saying they're going to have a raffle. So look this up, because I don't know the exact details. But if you're a wine drinker, apparently you can win some ridiculous amounts of bottles of wine with this raffle. So I'm definitely going to do the raffle. You don't have to do the raffle, you know, if you don't drink wine or alcohol or any of that stuff. You could just give the West End a donation. So let's keep the West End going. I love that place. I've seen so many incredible shows there. And as a music community, I think we should all, you know, band together, as we always do. We always do. Like, we, you know, you folks, when Fun Drive comes along and we ask you to raise 60 grand, we raised 60 grand last year, thanks to you guys and girls. And I know we can do it for the West End as well. And I know we can do it for Fun Drive in February as well, because we have just such a great community of folks, you know, that care about CKW Radio, that care about our venues, that care about our artists, that care about our bands. And so I know we're going to come through. So if you haven't heard already, please, 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 let's help the West End out. Let's get them some dollars, as much as you can afford. I know it's Christmas. I know it's hard, but even someone as poor as I am, I'm given. I'm going to give some money. I might join. I haven't really drank wine in so long, but you know what? Maybe I'll get back into it or something, and I'll do the raffle and perhaps a little bit extra as well, because we really, really want to keep the West End going and continue those unbelievable memories that you get when you go see an amazing show. So, and I've seen so many there, ridiculous. The old style one, remember the old one where the bathrooms were right beside the stage? Good grief. And of course the renos, which are amazing. The West End, if you haven't been to the West End in a while, come on, man. It's been renovated. It looks amazing. I mean, for you drummers out there, they have the best light fixture, I'm going to say, on planet Earth, okay? Like, that's, I'll go on record right now and say, when you walk up the stairs to the West End, and you're getting to the kind of mezzanine area, before you go, look up in the air. There's a light fixture there that is the best light fixture on planet Earth. Just going on the record, so. So, yeah. So head to the West End Cultural Center's website right now if you're listening, and I think you can do the credit card thing. And help them out. They need help. We all need help. I mean, everything's super expensive and ridiculous and crazy, and everything's a jip off now. And it would be a damn shame. You know, we already lost the goodwill, and that sucked. I love the goodwill as well. So I hate when stuff like that happens. But anyways, okay. So listen, Friday night, which happens to be the 5th of December, it's cover night. It's Amel. Hey, got it right, maybe. Or Emil. No, wrong. Amel and the Sniffers, which is going to be Show Pony. And then we got, who's doing, oh yeah, Sushi and the Sushi and the Banshees is going to be, what are their names again? Oh my God. Oh, sorry, Uncanny Valley. And then Paramore is going to be performed by Solaire, who I'm not familiar with yet. So again, Thomas from Show Pony just kind of introduced me to yet, another band, ridiculous, and then a big one for sure. I'll be at this one for sure. It's Saturday, December the 6th, and it's the Makes No Difference single release at the Park Theater. By the way, as the band mentioned, the doors are going to be at 8 for each of these shows, and the show's going to start at 9 o'clock. And if you're wondering, actually, if you want to bring the kids. The Park Theater show is an all-agers one, and you can go to the Park Theater website right now and buy your tickets, and they're $25, and come and check out Show Pony. Killer band, killer live band, great songs, and then, and as an added bonus, you can come and see, an out-of-town band, I believe from Edmonton, if I'm not mistaken, Edmonton, and some new guys, new kids on the block. Sorry, guys, but no. Come and check it all out. It's going to be a great night of music, and it is the Park Theater, so you're guaranteed good sound. And I figured out the word I was trying to figure out. It's sight lines. So, side stage, Park Theater, West End Cultural Center, the sight lines are freaking incredible, and the sound and the lights and everything on all of those venues are just wicked. So there you go. All right, listen, it's 1:19 in the morning. We're getting there. We're almost halfway through the show. So I'm going to continue this wealth of local bands that we have, and I want to play some of my favorite, softer. We're going to start soft, and we'll get a little bit loud, but I've got a set a little bit later in the night, in past the 2 o'clock hour it's going to be, and then we're going to get mad, mean, and heavy. And Winnipeg's got all kinds of tunes. We got beautiful, light, wonderful, folky, songs, and songwriters and bands. And then we got the guys that are like crushing it. And so, and we do both kinds of music on this show. And we tend to start nice, and then we get mean as the night goes on. So, and we'll continue to do that trend tonight. So, listen, let's go to another local yokel set. I'm going to start off with... an album of the year candidate. It was up there. I can never really pick an album of the year. I just picked two or three. This was one of them. We're going to start with Leaf Rapids. Oh man, this record is so good. It's from a record called Velvet Paintings. If you haven't got it yet, oh my God, you got to get it. It's so good. It is CKUW. It's 95.9 FM. The Night Danger Radio Show is going till 3 in the morning, and that's because we've been late night radio live from Winnipeg, Manitoba for 7 years going. And we got the coffee going, we got the water going, and we're going to have the bathroom going in a little bit. That's for dang sure. Too much info.
Just for fun, took a ride out Highway 1. Tanking gas and a couple of friends, still gaining speed around the bend. Punched my car about 5 o'clock, then I'm out the yard, no time to talk. You won't see me in church on Sunday. I get paid on Thursday, I always broke my Monday. I like cars, cheap thrills, high on speed, no pills. Can't fear what kills. I love to run the law, but I can't outlast my bills. I love to run the law, but I can't outlast my bills.
Thank you. This is CKUW 95.9 FM, 25 years in your ears, Winnipeg.
Listener-driven, never corporate program. This is independent radio, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
CKUW 95.9 FM coming at you live from downtown Winnipeg at the University of Winnipeg, and winter is here. That was the coldest I've been in a long time. We'll talk about that in a second. We got to get to CKW weather because the weather is always a factor in the town of Winnipeg, Manitoba. I'll tell you that much for sure. We're lucky, though. I mean, as cold as it is, and, you know, sometimes we used to have a mosquito problem. I guess they left. It was too cold for them or something. We haven't had a mosquito problem in a while, but we do have other problems, just like every other damn city in the world. And but one thing we do have is unbelievable music scene, unbelievable art scene, and it's awesome to be like a wee tiny part of it, you know? It's so great. Trying to follow up Show Pony is pretty tough, but I mean, the bands that we just played are some of my favorite Winnipeg bands, and I think they held up pretty good against Show Pony. Show Pony are killer, but we just heard, we ended it off with some meanness. We decided we better put in the boys from Spectre. We heard The Alchemist from their EP called Armageddon, which came out in 2024, and they self-released that thing. And it is a freaking killer record. I mean, I got a feeling it's going to be very similar to the Show Pony EP coming up, where, you know, every song is a keeper. And that is definitely the truth for Spectre. I mean, crazy, crazy, crazy. We heard Compost Band before that with Lemon Balm from a new, well, it's not even an EP. It's a three song, maybe EP. I don't know. It's called Perennial, though, and it just came out. I'm a little confused whether we're going to hear that, or no, maybe not hear it, but whether that is the record that they're releasing, because there is a record release show, you know, coming up for Compost. And where the hell did I see this? I thought I wrote, oh yeah. So the Compost album release show is December the 10th at the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club. Now that's a Wednesday. That's my my show hangover day. But I'm still going to try and get my stupid lazy bum up and at him and get to the Times Change. Compost is one of my, you know, favorite new discoveries, you know, never mind in Winnipeg, in the world. I saw them open for Moses Mays a long, long time ago for the Moses Mays reunion show at the Park Theater, and I was blown away. I thought the three of them, it's a three-piece. And it's just experimental, jazzy awesomeness. And so get out there. I don't think the price of tickets is going to be high at all. And I think it's going to be a spectacular night. So, yeah, I got to try and get out there for Compost Band. Amazing. We heard Holy Void before that. We play them all the time. They were an Album of the Year candidate again up there with Leaf Rapids from last year. We heard Fear in Your Mind from All Will Be Revealed in Time. And that came out in 2024, and I think they self-released that sucker. And you can buy it on vinyl from the band if you want to, and you should do exactly that. Boy Golden before that. And my goodness, Boy Golden is going to release a record in 2026, and it's probably going to be insane. But that's Boy Golden with Cat Clyde. And now I have to go and explore Cat Clyde stuff because, listen. You should go watch the video for that on YouTube. On what the hell is it called again? Cowboy Dreams is the name of it. And it is spectacular. And, you know, pretty simple video, much like the Show Pony, you know, video. But, you know, still effective and wonderful. I love that song already. There's another song called Suffer that's been released by Boy Golden for the new record, I'm assuming. And I'm assuming this Cat Clyde song will be on there too. I hope it will, anyways. But man, Boy Golden just keeps on keeping on. Good grief. And also, the band that apparently built the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club, we heard the D-Rangers before that. And a great song. The new record is called Sketch, okay? It's a, you know, 2025 release. The mighty Transistor 66 Records put that out. And we just heard Can't Outlast My Bills. It's a genius album. They're still doing it after all these years. It's ridiculous. I missed the Sketch release party. I think it was sold out anyways. I waited too long, but I couldn't go anyways. But, my God, get that record, will ya? It's so good. Oh, it's ridiculous. There's a song called I Sympathize on that record, and I already played it on the show once. It'll be a mainstay on the show. Like, I don't usually play a lot of songs over and over again. I tend to, you know, have some weird thing in my brain where I'm like, oh, you know, I already played that song. I'm not going to do it, you know, again, which is kind of stupid because, you know, the commercial radio stations just play the same thing over and over again, you know, and so I don't know, I guess I'm against that or something, and I just won't do it a lot of times, but we'll make some exceptions, you know, and a lot of them, like I have played, I should tell you, we played Starling to a Starling by Leaf Rapids to kick the whole thing off from, yeah, Velvet Paintings, which is a ridiculous album. You can buy that one on CD and vinyl, and you should, because that record, another album of the year from 2024 for me, and holy kishmoly. So cool. Such a great record. You know, like records like the D Rangers, Boy Golden, Leaf Rapids, Holy Void, Compost. You know, those are records that, you know, when I get to go up to the family cottage, you know, Alias Serenity now, I've told the story a million times, but up at my cottage, it's one of the few places in Manitoba left that you actually don't have internet access. And actually your cell phone will probably not work. It's a 95% chance that your phone won't work. People have told me that if you stand on some hill, you know, near the lodge, you know, near the restaurant and the little patio thing and the mini golf and everything, if you stand up on this little hill next to those things, you can get cell reception. You can maybe get a bar. And then maybe you can make a phone call or put a text through and stuff. But it's so great. I you know, as much as, you know, the internet is handy dandy and all that fun stuff, at the same time, you know, you can get a little carried away with it. And when I go up to the lake, it just gets you back to the basics, man. Like, I mean, my plan, and I said this a couple weeks ago, is to go to the lake, get my big comfy camp chair, stick it on the front yard of our cottage. We're lucky enough to be right on the lake, so we're kind of elevated above the lake. So when you put your chair up on the front lawn, you can look down on the lake, and that's good enough for me. I mean, maybe get a beer and you know, and sit there. And I think what I'll do is I'll grab like a little, what are those things called? A Bluetooth speaker. I got a couple of them. And I think I'll just set that up. I'll sit there in the sun, hopefully, and listen to bands like we just heard. And Spectre, too. Hell yeah. I mean, why not? You know, a little heavy, maybe to, you know, wake me up or something, you know. So there you go. We're so lucky to live in Winnipeg. I mean, man, all you got to do is you know, check your local listings and find out, you know, who's playing, and then go out and see them and go out and support the scene. Again, I'm going to beg you to go support the West End Cultural Center. They need some donations to keep the lights going, and so go check it out on the West End Cultural Center's website. And if you can help with a few bucks, man, help them out. One of the best venues in Winnipeg for many, many, many years. Hell yeah, hell yeah. All right, listen, it's time for CKUW Weather. CKUW Weather, whether you like it or not.
Weather.
Wait. Oh, good.
Weather.
Great.
Weather.
Ah.
Weather.
Yeah. Okay. That worked for a change. Usually I get some weird thing happening. Okay, are you ready for this, folks? This is Night Danger Radio's first really, really cold forecast and current conditions in a long, long time. Holy cow, we've had a good summer. It's a pretty good spring. Pretty beautiful autumn, but here we go. It's minus 16 in Winnipeg. Feels like minus 27 because the wind is coming out of the north-northwest at 27 kilometers per hour. We're looking to go down 3 more degrees to minus 19, and it should snow a little bit more. Light snow, that is. For tomorrow, or for today, I should say, Wednesday, December the 3rd, it's minus 16 as a high. And again, minus 19 is going to be the low. Sunny, though. It's going to be sunny for most of the day. We make a bit of a comeback for Thursday, the 4th of December, but it's going to snow. So I hope you have your shovels out and stuff. Minus 9, snow. By the nighttime, though, it's just cloudy periods, but minus 15 is the low. For Friday, the 5th of December, we're going to be out and about that night, so this is important to me. The day's good, minus 9, not bad, you know, mix of sun and cloud. Nighttime, minus 18 and clear, and hopefully no wind. But listen to this, folks. Here we go. For the weekend, Saturday, December the 6th, minus 16 during the day. Mix of sun and cloud. Here we go. This is for the Show Pony Show, too. At, yeah, this is it's going to be interesting. Minus 26 is the low on Saturday night. Oh, my God. That's without the wind. Please don't be any wind on Saturday. Yeah, man, I might have to wear my long johns to the Show Pony Show. Good grief. Anyways, Sunday, the 7th of December, minus 20 is the high. But listen, we stay at minus 20, you know, for the low. And it's going to be sunny during the day, cloudy periods at night. Minus 15 for Monday, the 8th of December. 60% chance we're going to see more of the white stuff. So, yeah, we're getting cold. We've had it so good. And you know what? Time's up, though. It's December. We've had a great November. And here we go. We're getting back to Winnipeg weather, that's for sure. All right, listen up. It is 1:55 in the morning. We got an hour and 5 minutes by my math, which isn't very good. But anyways, let's do the set. I asked Mano. I was like, hey, Mano, can you give me like, you know, 5, 6, 7 songs or whatever from the band that I can play on the radio so I don't have to use my brain as much, because my brain gets tired at around 2 a.m., you know what I mean? And so I'm so glad that she did a little poll for the band, and they gave her 6 songs. And when we come back, I'm gonna attempt to guess which of these songs was by which members. By the way, there's only 3 of the members were there, you know, and the other 2 who I'm not sure are officially part of the band, but the 3 main members were in the interview part of it from earlier, and they gave me this. So I'm going to try and guess which member gave which song. And here's that band. We're going to start with that band Geese, who I have never heard of the band itself. Definitely have never heard a note from it. And then, like I said earlier in the show, weirdly enough, Tanis's guest from Listening Pleasures, the last song they played on Listening Pleasures was a Geese song. What is happening? I'm freaking out, man. I'm freaking out. We'll start with them. It is CKUW. It is 95.9 FM. The Night Danger Radio Show is going until 3 in the morning, and we're late night radio from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Thanks for listening. I see the phone ringing off the hook here, so I'm about to stop talking. So if you're listening, yeah, I can answer the phone now, probably. Maybe. Sort of. Me.